Election Night by Rose Emily, aka Too Much Plore. Read by Rose. They are both pretending to be uninterested, but every time one of them leaves the room to grab a soft drink or some more coffee, he says, upon returning, "What'd I miss?" There are flashy graphics, and there is annoying theme music, and the news anchor looks tired, and not a little bored. But Clark and Lex are riveted.
"Looks like we won,"
Clark ventures finally, around midnight. Lex smiles tightly, because they were supposed to save that phrase for the day that Clark was talking about Lex. About Lex winning. Not just Lex's favorite candidate.
"It's a good thing,"
Lex answers after a pause, as though trying to convince himself.
"It's good, right?"
"It's good," agrees Clark, squeezing Lex's hand and shifting closer to him on the sofa. It's not what they wanted, really, but it's good, because the hand holding Lex's is wearing a wedding band. It's good because commuting is only a matter of seconds for Clark. And it's good because they finally have a say, after years of feeling like their voices went unheard. The news anchor makes it official 5 minutes later. Canada has just elected its first gay prime minister, scarcely a month after unwittingly awarding citizenship to its first gay superhero.
"Long live the Queen,"
Lex says with a smile. The end.